This is Radio 2 on 1500 meters and VHF. It's 2 minutes past nine.
And now on Radio 2, it's time for Open House with your host, Pete Murray.
And this is Pete wishing you all a very good morning. And our guests this morning are from the world of tennis, Yvonne Goolagong, and from the world of hairstyling fashion, Vidal Sassoon. But first off, I'd like to greet the Stable Lads Boxing Association. The Anglo-American Sporting Club staged the championships at a London hotel last night, and we were all agreed the boxing was more spirited than most professional bills than we've seen there. So to the Stable Lads, thanks for a great evening of boxing. And it's going to be a great evening at the Great Hall University of Aston in Birmingham tonight, and right up until the 20th for that matter, because the Arcadian Operatic and Dramatic Society are staging Finian's Rainbow, and good luck wishes come from Mrs. Janet Radford of 66 Pomeroy Road, Great Bar, Birmingham 22A. And Janet has chosen this song from Finian's Rainbow to cheer you on your way, the Arcadian Operatic and Dramatic Society. It starts slowly, this song, but it builds beautifully. The great Come and Get It Day.
On that great Come and Get It Day.
Great day.
Won't it be fun when worry is done and money is hay?
Money is hay.
That's the time things will come your way.
Don Franks, Petula Clark, the Ken Darby Singers, and the Ensemble, it says here on the label, from the soundtrack of Finian's Rainbow, that great Come and Get It Day. And good luck once again to the Arcadian Operatic and Dramatic Society, opening tonight at the Great Hall University of Aston in Birmingham. Now, I must say, I'm really looking forward to our trip to Scotland on the 29th and the 30th of this month. Thank you very much indeed for your cards, and judging by the requests we've received, we look like having some very good shows. On the 30th, of course, we're in Aberdeen, and we'll be having an audience there, but more news of that later. The point is, we're going to Aberdeen right now to greet Marjorie Valentine of Aberdeen in Scotland. And Marjorie has a fiancé named Alec, who's celebrating his birthday today. And just to tell him how much she loves him, from Marjorie to Alec, Marjorie's requested a Scottish singer named Stuart Gillies to sing a song, because she saw him when she was on holiday over in Jersey during the summer, and she liked the way he sang. So do a lot of people. And here's Stuart with his latest record, a song called To Be Loved By You.
To be loved by you, to know that you need me, I'll go where you lead me. If your love is true.
And that was the voice of Stuart Gillies in a song called To Be Loved By You. The time is 12 minutes past nine, and I've got a lady here with a bit of a problem. And a great problem she has, as far as I can see. She lives at 5 Pickhurst Green, Hayes in Kent. Her name is Joyce Marsh. And she said, if I were your actual average British housewife, if there is such an animal, I'd have on the whole Leeds United team on December the 17th as your guest. They play Palace on December the 18th, you see. And just to let them know that we still believe in them, even though they're going through a lean time at the moment. My youngest son is a fully paid-up member of Leeds United. My eldest son supports a team called the Arsenal. Now, you see, that lady does have a problem. There's no doubt about that at all. But I'm sure you've got two very nice sons. Particularly your eldest. He must be a nice guy. And whilst on the subject of the Arsenal, if I may, I'd just like to sling in my own request here. The other night at a recent European Cup match against Grasshopper at the Swiss side, I left some Christmas gift packages under my seat, and as yet they can't be traced. So if anyone has found those Christmas gift packages, will they please either hand them into Broadcasting House here in Portland Place, or to the Arsenal office, because they do have a sentimental value. Thank you very much indeed, if anybody does find it. In the meantime, we go over to that record for the Marsh family. split, I would go as far as to say, football-wise, between the Arsenal and Leeds United. And it's a song called Everybody Gets to Go to the Moon, sung by Thelma Houston.
Been down hard and looked up and saw him smiling like a
sunshine. Oh, that was Everybody Gets to Go to the Moon, a couple of, well, not exactly a couple, but a little bit of By the Light of the Silvery Moon, all thrown in by Miss Thelma Houston. Time coming up to 18 minutes past nine. And this card comes from a Mrs. S. Lane, a 34, Boughton Green Road, Northampton. Will you please play a record for my son, Richard? Now, Richard is somewhere on HMS Antrim, and he's celebrating his birthday today. But as Mrs. Lane doesn't know where her son is at the moment, she'd like us to send the greetings, because he always listens to Open House when he can. Well, we sincerely hope that Richard Lane is listening this morning on HMS Antrim, and if he isn't, will somebody please tell him that his mum sent him very happy birthday wishes.
Skylark, have you anything to say to me? Won't you tell me where my love can be? Is there a meadow in the mist where some...
Oh, yes. That's Billy Greaves and a song called Skylark, written by Hoagy Carmichael, of course. We now come to our senior citizen spot, and we're greeting, first of all, a lady who's celebrating her 80th birthday. And she is Mrs. Wilden of 236 Pound Road, Worley in Worcestershire. And then there's May Ham of Mason, 23 Mabel Avenue, Sutton in Ashfield, Nottinghamshire, 81 today. 82 today, Mrs. F. Cornforth of 2 Chestnut Grove, Broughton near Saltburn in Yorkshire. 85 today, Miss Florence Spalding of Gissing near Diss in Norfolk. 86 today, Mrs. Nancy Rowell of 111 Neville Avenue in Hove, Sussex. 90 today, Mrs. Allenson of 49 Lightburn Avenue, Ulverston in Lancashire. 92, Mrs. Reed of the White Lion, Bradninch, Devon. 95, Robert Budd of Lees Farm, Brockham Green, Betchworth in Surrey. 100 today, Mrs. Lucy Foster of 149 Sherwell Valley Road, Chelston in Torquay. A mere child compared with Mr. and Mrs. G. Oxborough of Beckles. I don't know what that... Oh, that's from Mr. and Mrs. G. Oxborough of Beckles, too, Mrs. Lucy Foster. And then Mr. John Wright. Ah, that's where Lucy is a child compared to John Wright. He's 104. And John Wright lives at Bristol, and he is originally from Hampstead in London. And it comes from all the relatives and friends in West Hampstead. Mr. Wright, that is of 7 Osborne Avenue, Ashley Down in Bristol. We've got that absolutely correct. And then we've got a couple of wedding anniversaries. Harold and Mary, who live at 13 Lum Lane, Bradford in Yorkshire, a golden wedding anniversary. And another golden wedding anniversary from Mr. and Mrs. C.P. Oliver of 31 Lincoln Road, Glinton, near Peterborough in Lincolnshire. Congratulations to you all. And there we heard the voice of Rita Streich and the song called Kiesau of the Berlin Civic Opera Orchestra. Lenza. The time just after 25 minutes past nine, and this next request certainly has something of a rather deep meaning about it, I think, and I hope the message gets through all right. It comes from Mike Ponting in Swindon, and he's asked for a record for the one and only girl for me, underlined me. The record, Send Me the Pillow You Dream On by Johnny Tillotson. And the girl in question is Janet Cleeves. Tell her I love her and miss her. She's living in Chelmsford in Essex, somewhere in the High Street. Well, in a house in the High Street, I think. Ask her to write and let me know how she is. I miss her and need her, and she will know why. Well, that's an important message from Mike Ponting in Swindon to Janet Cleeves, somewhere in the High Street, Chelmsford in Essex. And I hope everything will very shortly be all right with you. So here's Johnny Tillotson to sing his song.
Send me the pillow that you dream on. Don't you know that I still care